The Disney afternoon.
Damn right.
Man, the 90s were a hell of a time.
They were a hell of a time. Man, kids today don't even know what they're missing.
They do not. All right.
Oh, yabba dabba do.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 243.
I got to remember to tell you that every time right before we start.
Yep. I definitely, we just, Revelers, Derek and I just went over everything except for that. And like all of a sudden I just panicked. That was weird.
We got to get you a little whiteboard on the wall in front of you and just
tick.
Every time right before the episode, right? You know, 243. Oh, right. Now we got to do a 244.
You know what? I like that we have enough episodes that I get confused, you know? Like...
yeah. 243 of them.
Yep. Well, anyway, hello and welcome to episode 243.
Indeed. Oh, this is a podcast where two drunken Gigantopithecuses play retro games for your amusement. I am Gigantopithecus number one. My name is Jerry.
And I am Gigantopithecus number two. My name is Earl. And this week we are maybe going to encounter some Gigantopithecuses. Gigantopithecus. But what's Gigantopithecai.
Gigantopithecai.
Anyway. Now that we're through this very awkward intro section, how is it going this week, Drake? Wait a minute. Oh, my God. Everything is just...
What's happening?
I don't know. We're going to play Prehistoric Man
Prehistoric Man.
On the Super Nintendo. Prehistoric. There's a
Prehistoric with a K.
With a K at the end. Yep. Prehistoric Man. On the Super Nintendo. So this should be pretty fun. We've played a lot of caveman games.
Yeah. But this is one of those rare games that neither of us has ever played. I don't know if either of us had ever even heard of it until it was released on the Switch Online.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I haven't read the name like in a list of ROMs or something, you know.
Yeah.
But like
probably.
But I don't think I've ever played it. But from what I understand, it might be a bit of a hidden gem. So
kind of cool.
Yeah. So we'll see. But before we get there, how is it going this week, Jerick?
It's going just dandy.
Excellent.
I don't know. Every week is blending into each other.
Yep.
Everything's always the same.
Yep.
Don't go anywhere. I mean, I go places. I go to the hospital
and the grocery store.
The grocery store once a week, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I don't even go to the grocery store anymore. Abby does that because normally I would go on Monday mornings, but I have class on Monday mornings now. So.
But and there's just absolutely no way you can go to the grocery store on Tuesday mornings?
No, because I'm at the hospital Tuesday mornings.
Oh, I see.
Even earlier.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you only went to the hospital like 2 days a week or something.
I do. I go sometimes 3 days a week. I go every other week. I go Tuesday, Thursday always, and then every other Friday.
Oh, I see.
But on Monday and Wednesday, I have class.
Oh.
Starting at 8 a.m.
Right. Regular school, not
regular school.
Not hospital school.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Actual. We still have book learning to do.
Book learning, right. Okay, cool,
yeah,
cool.
We're a bunch of fucking nerds.
Yeah, nerds.
So yeah, otherwise, you know, school, clinical, zapping people with x-rays, looking at their insides.
Just a radiation,
you know,
man.
Same old.
Nice.
Yeah, radiating people.
Radiating. Excellent.
Not much, just a little bit of radiation.
Just a little bit.
It's okay, Stan. Just tell your mom I'm just going to get a little bit of radiation. I'm just going to get a little bit of cancer.
Classic.
Randy Marsh.
Oh, God. Randy Marsh is the best character.
Yes.
I didn't hear no bell. I love, like, fucking... Oh, God.
Isn't this America?
Isn't this America? Oh, this is America. He's just fighting at all his son's Little League games, like, just getting drunk and belligerent. Fucking hilarious. Anyway,
anyways, how you doing, man?
I am good. Not much new to report this week. Same deal. You know, everything's the same. This, like, last week was really good for me. You know, we painted our office at work and gave it a little facelift, and I had a crew in, and, you know, like, it felt like a normal week last week. And then this week it's back to just me. mostly, you know, other coworkers come in, you know, for one day or something a week, but really it's mostly just me, and it's just I'm sick of being by myself all the time, right. You know, like, yeah. Anyway, but yeah, pretty standard week for me, you know, nothing, I don't think anything new to report. I did. I don't have my vaccination, but I signed up to get alerted or whatever. And
you sign up for that thing.
Yep. Minnesota just launched. Well, a week or so ago, or two now, maybe. Yeah. But I'm in it now, and I they just emailed me the plan. So it sounds like a guy like me who's like bottom of the totem pole for vaccines might get mine. I'm guessing I will get one in July or August. I'm hoping, but possibly September or October. I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be a while yet for me. So I think, but also I just read that, they approved that Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is just a one shot deal.
Right.
And so if there's, you know, more vaccine that is able to come, that's great. You know, people can get vaccinated faster. So,
yeah.
So we'll see. But also, like, my question, like, I have all sorts of questions about it. Like, how can there be two different vaccines? Are they really different, or are they just the same thing? You know, like, obviously they're not. If you need two shots of one and one shot of the other.
I mean, there's already two different vaccines right now.
There is?
Yeah, there's the Pfizer one and the Moderna one.
Oh, that's right. Okay, well, I don't know. I guess they all work.
Right, currently, they're both, two-shot ones.
Okay.
But yeah, the thing with I guess it's still better than nothing. It's just the Johnson & Johnson one, from what I've read, is only like 74% effective or something.
Oh.
Whereas the Moderna and Pfizer ones are both like 95%.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I want one of those.
Right. So I have no idea. I don't know fully, I guess, what that means.
Okay. Well, I'm signed up to get alerted when I am able to get vaccinated, which,
I mean, who knows? It could be sooner. Like, they're both all the companies are trying to ramp up production and, you know, make as much as they possibly can.
So. Yeah. So
granted, they're also shipping out to like the entire world and
right.
8 you know. Billion people on the planet,
and they need double that, you know, like, right. Like there's 8 billion people, but they need 16 billion.
Yeah. Granted, we're not going to vaccinate the entire world. And there's lots of people who won't take it.
Well, yeah, but those people are dumb. Yeah. Anyway,
one of our friends included.
I know. yeah. Anyway, Drake, have you played any video games since we last met? I'm just like discombobbled today.
I know. We're all over the place, man.
We really are.
No.
No. Okay. Great.
No, honestly, I tried the Impossible Lair, like, you know, the actual final level in Yooka-Laylee a couple more times, and it's so fucking hard.
It's literally impossible.
It just makes me frustrated and like mad, and then I just don't want to play it anymore.
Yeah, that's.
And I think that was last week on Saturday or Sunday. I tried a couple times. Okay. It's just like, fuck this game.
Yep. Well, all right.
And I'm sure there's people listening and they're like, "What? It's that level was so fucking easy."
Well,
and
yeah.
I'm sure it is, but I don't know. I just can't do it. I'm struggling.
Well, I want
too long.
Yeah. Well, it's impossible. That's what I'm told. You know, it's an impossible way.
I don't know. The whole rest of the game is easy.
Okay. Well, see, that to me seems like maybe poor game design, where like they don't really prepare you for the end.
Right.
You know, like they should.
I mean, I guess the rest of the game, I still die a lot, but you don't have lives and there's checkpoints. So you just die and you start at the previous checkpoint, and you just dying has like little to no consequences.
Okay.
So you die a lot, sure, but you're gonna make it through the level easy peasy.
Right.
I don't know.
All right, all right.
What have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing Smash, you know, like I do. I've been playing Animal Crossing. Winter's over now, so that's exciting.
Winter is over. Spring has sprung.
Has sprung. You know it. So that's good. But I've also, so I thought today I was like, I've been playing Super Mario 3D World, which is, it's very fun. I will say it's a little frustrating. Like, it's just the, like, I want you to play it so you know what I'm talking about.
I
but
keep
like,
meaning to. I've had it downloaded now for like a week and a half.
Oh, okay. Well, it's like it's fun. It's very fun, and the level design is amazing. Like it, every level is different, and it's and they're all fun. You know, like there's not been one level where I've been like, God, this is just annoying to get through. You know, like it's fun, and you do you know it's not terribly challenging, but it is a little frustrating sometimes. Like, it's hard because it's 3D, and I did that in quotes, Revelers. Like, it's like sort of like it's almost like an isometric perspective, like sort of. But it is 3D, I guess, but I don't know. It's hard to like line yourself up sometimes to like jump on guys, which yeah. And so I get hit all the time where I just feel like I don't know, or I just like I like jump and I try and dodge a guy, but I've pushed left. And so then I just like fucking go off the edge. Like, it's just like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm dead. And I don't know. Like, there's just some frustrating controls sometimes, but for the most part, it's very fun. And I thought today, like an hour or two before we were recording, I got home from work and I was like, okay, I'm going to, cause I was on the last level. Or what I thought was the last level, or the last world, and I was at the castle, and I was like, I'm just gonna quick go beat it so I can talk about it on the show, and then I beat that castle, and then it brought me to a whole nother world. So well, I thought it was the end of the game, but it's not okay. Actually.
I think you said last week you thought you were in the final. Yeah,
I world. Did, and then it took me to another one, and now it's taking me to another one. So okay. So we'll see. But yeah, I don't know. It's very fun. It's like, it's fun. I like the power-ups that you get a cool, you get a boomerang. There's Boomerang Brothers, you know, like Hammer Brothers and right. And Fire Brothers. But there's Boomerang Brothers in this one, and you can.
Well, there's Boomerang Brothers in Mario 3.
Oh, yes, there is. Yes, there is. Oh my God. I guess they, interesting. I guess I never even thought of that because they look. They're blue, like, and I don't know if they're blue in the other games, but
yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, so. They throw their boomerangs differently. Like they just go, you know, they just go straight and then come back. They don't do that like windy, yeah, the like big loop. Yeah. Well, because it's 3D, I guess. But anyway, you get to wield a boomerang this time, which is very fun. I like that power up, and then of course there's the. You know, standard fire flower and mushroom and there's a leaf, and you get a tanuki suit. And then the game does this thing. If you die too many times on a level, they give you easy mode. And like, I actually,
you can select not to use it though. Like, they offer it to you. But
so
you can
it's
be like, no,
it's basically like you die, I don't know, three or four times or something. And then when you start the level again, there's a question block right next to you when you start. Okay. And it has, basically an invincibility power up in there. And it's like ultimate invincibility. It's not like a star that goes away, you know, but, and so like I died several times fighting Bowser when I thought I was about to beat it and I wasn't even thinking. And I started this level or I started over and there was a block there all of a sudden. I was like, oh, I'm just going to get it. I like wasn't even thinking about it. And I got it. And then I got the invincibility thing. And then I just like fucking ran through it. It was like, oh, okay. Well, that literally takes Oops. All the challenge out of yeah. it. But cause like you can't get hit. Like Bowser's throwing all this fire and you like all the Bowser battles are Bowser's in a vehicle of some kind and you have to chase them. And I don't know. It's kind of cool, but yeah, you just can't die with this invincibility thing. So, but I guess there's a whole nother world to play. So,
okay.
Anyway, Mario 3D World, pretty fun. I should have it beaten. I thought I would have it beaten by this week, but
hopefully I will also start it this week.
It's short. Like, I've only got, well, my thing says 5 hours or more, and I'm at the end, you know? So, like, I don't know. I have not.
Or are you?
Or am I guess. I keep thinking I am. But, like, I have not 100%ed it, obviously. So each level, you have to collect three. You don't have to, but there's three green stars in each level that are just hidden around. And it's not like Mario where there's like a goal to get the star, you know, or Mario 64. I mean, it's like you just like, oh, around this corner, hidden over here is a star, you know. And, and there's three of them in each level. And it is kind of fun to find them. And I've just been running through the levels and I get them if I can. You do need to unlock certain places with the right number of stars. So, but I managed to have enough to unlock that last castle there, what I thought was the last castle. Anyway, enough about Mario 3D World. This week, Jerick, we are going to be playing Prehistoric Man on the Super Nintendo. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Let's rock it.
Let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jerick does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jerick?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Okay, here we go. Prehistoric Man, Super Nintendo, question number one. If you boot up the DOS version of Prehistoric 2, which Prehistoric Man is sort of a sequel, maybe a prequel to, and the year is 1996 or beyond, what surprise is the player treated to?
Jesus Christ. I have not even I can't even make a guess here.
This was actually on the Wikipedia page. So,
oh, really?
Yep. But
I didn't read it very well.
So you get if you boot up the game so the game came out in 1993 and or at least the DOS Prehistoric 2 did. And so if you boot up the game and the year on your computer is 1996 or beyond, you get a message from the developers stating that they are surprised that the game still works in whatever year you loaded the game in. So if you load it right now, it'll tell you that we're really surprised that people are still playing it and it still works in the year 2021. Like, it's pretty hilarious. I like that little Easter egg. I don't know. I thought that was kind of cool. They're surprised that their game has stood the test of time well enough to still be played. Like, even the developers at the time were like, no one's going to play this in a couple years.
Oh, wait, it's on the Wikipedia page for Prehistoric 2.
Oh, for Prehistoric 2.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
But I couldn't find one for Prehistoric Man, or was it?
Well, there is one.
Oh, there is? Maybe I just didn't even search for it.
Where I got all my information from.
Okay, well, anyway, it's on Prehistoric 2.
I was like, now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, wait, I read this entire page, because it's not super long.
Okay, well, I guess
I didn't see that.
It's part of the Prehistoric series.
Okay,
anyway, here we go. Question number two. When you beat the game, you are treated to a roll call credit scene that names all the enemies. What did the developers add to this roll call to make it more fun to read?
What did they add to this roll call?
So, like, you know how, like, some games, like, will go through all the enemies at the end, you know, and say, like, this is the name of this one. And so it tells you the name of the enemies, but they added a little fun thing for each enemy. What is it?
I don't know. The enemies all dance.
That is incorrect. So they gave all the enemies fake Latin names, you know, a scientific name or whatever.
Right.
So, like, some standouts that I read, I actually watched the little scene on YouTube. Some standouts are the polar bear, Latin name Lobus snowballus, the penguin, Latin name Friesen Mabutoff, the tribesman, Latin name Homo nerdian, and the ape man, which I thought was particularly clever. Its Latin name, Linkus no findus, which a play on the term missing link. Yeah. Okay, and here we go. Bonus. This is a bonus question, Drake. What is the gorilla enemy's Latin name? Hint, it's a reference to everyone's favorite ape.
I'm assuming it has a reference to Donkey Kong then.
But what is the name? I mean, just take a stab.
Donkey Kongus.
Oof.
Donkus Kongus. Donkeysian.
That's. I'm gonna give it to you. Actually, you got that one. It's Donkeyus Kongus, and I thought that was pretty funny though. The gorillas, yeah, Donkeyus Kongus. But you basically got it. So, so that was a bonus question. So you get 0.5 for that one.
Okay.
So you're 0.5 out of 2 right now, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Here we go. Question number 3. There is a death animation that actually changes late into the game. What is the animation and why does it change? So like, I couldn't really figure out how to word this question, but like, so when you die in most of the game doing a certain thing, there's one animation, but later in the game, that same animation changes. Why? What is it and why?
I have no idea. Apparently, I didn't do my research on this one.
Nope, but that's okay. This was also pretty obscure, I think, but I thought it was kind of cool. So the animation is drowning.
Oh.
So you actually learn how to drown in this game, which
what does
is
that mean?
So for most of the game, if there's like water and you jump in the water, it's like falling in a bottomless pit with water in it, you know. So you just like fall. Like you fall into a pit, right? But near the end of the game, however, late in the game, another character tells you that you can't breathe in water. You're a dumb caveman, so you don't know that stuff. So he tells you that you can't breathe in water. His actual words are, be careful of that water stuff. You can drink it, but you can't breathe it. And after he tells you that, if you go into water, like if you jump into the same pit with water in it, instead of just falling, there's a drowning animation and he'll drown because he learned about drowning. Yep. I just thought that was a super weird, crazy detail in this game. I don't know. Yeah. You learn how to drown. Anyway, 0.5 out of 3 this week, Drake. Okay. So not too shabby. Not too shabby. You got the bonus question.
That bonus question.
Yep, yep. Jurek, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Prehistoric Man on the Super Nintendo?
I sure do. Prehistoric Man was released in 1995 in Japan and 96 in North America. It's developed by Titus France.
Titus France?
I've never even heard of this company. They later became just Titus Interactive.
Yeah,
and then
Titus.
They went defunct in like 90 or in 2006 or something, I think.
I feel like Titus has made at least
really?
Several games we've played. I thought maybe not. I guess I could be wrong, but
I tried to I looked them up and it didn't nothing stood out.
Okay, well,
to me in particular, but I don't know.
Well, you keep going. I'll look them up and.
But it was published by Kemco.
Kemco.
And also Titus France.
Okay, two publishers.
So I'm not really sure. It listed both of them. So I don't know if one did it some way, if Kemco maybe did it in Japan or something, and Titus France just Titus produced it everywhere else. I don't know.
Titus,
hard to say.
Made Superman 64.
Gross.
So that's one. Let's see. Oh yeah, they've made. Oh my god, they've made loads. They were a big time Game Boy developer by the looks of things. Let's see, games we would recognize. Nothing.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Nothing really.
Dick Tracy
stuck out
on NES.
Yeah, bunch of Top Gun games. It looks like
Artie Lightfoot.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's on Super Nintendo. It's like a fun little. It's like another one of those like, oh, we made a mascot character.
Oh,
kind of game.
We failed.
And we failed. Yeah. RoboCop. The Blues Brothers video games. Okay.
All right.
Apparently a game called Titus the Fox, which must have also been a failed mascot attempt.
Ooh, let's get a mascot named after our company.
Yay.
All right. Anyways.
Anyway.
The director of the game is Rob Stevens.
Oh, Rob.
No idea what else he has worked on. I'm guessing some of those games you just listed there. Probably works for Titus France.
Probably does.
And the composers are Laurent Mignard.
Laurent.
And Guiz Girea.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm apparently better at pronouncing Japanese names.
Yes, you're a Japanese name pronouncing pro now. Well, do we know what
it's probably like? Rob Stevens.
Yeah, Robert.
I don't know what these Laurent or
Laurent.
Laurent.
look at me. I am French. I am giving a cigarette to a baby. Fuck off.
Fuck off. rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Rest in peace, Robin Williams. God, that fucking stand-up special is comical. It's
just hilarious.
Anyway, should we listen to some of these guys' jams right now?
Let's do it.
And we're back. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's not
it's fine.
It's not as caveman-y as I would have guessed.
It's not as it's not as caveman-y as, you know, Joe and Mac or
Chuck Rock. Yeah, I feel like I should have looked it up before we played, but I think this might complete the caveman games on the Super Nintendo I don't know, trilogy for us. I don't know
unless
if it's a trilogy.
We can get our hands on Flintstones.
Oh, right. The Flintstones. Okay. Why? Is it a rare game or something?
Oh, I thought it was.
Oh, no.
Is it not?
There's.
Oh, wait. Flintstones for NES.
For NES. There's two Flintstones games on the NES. I have one of them, which is a fantastic game. Have we played that on this podcast?
No.
Oh, shit. I love that game. But the sequel, the Flintstones Surprise at Dinosaur Peak or something like that it's called. Or Surprise at Dino Peak or... I don't know.
Sounds right.
Anyway, that's a really rare game.
That's the one that's expensive. Yeah. Okay. So maybe not one for Super Nintendo.
I think the only Flintstones games on the Super Nintendo are the Flintstones movie games.
Okay.
You know, with like John Goodman and...
Okay. Well, still caveman games then.
Yep. Caveman Games is actually literally a game on the NES. It's called...
we haven't played that.
We haven't played that, yeah. But not the Super Nintendo, but just the NES.
On the NES.
Yeah. It's literally called Caveman Games. Anyway.
As Earl kind of said, this is the third game in the prehistoric series. Apparently, when I was looking it up, there was also a prehistoric game in 2013.
What?
Apparently.
No, I think they re-released it on something, DSi or something. Nintendo DSi or something.
That might have been it.
Yeah, it's this game. It's basically this game.
Oh.
Just re-released, I believe.
No, I think I.
So there's a new one is what you're saying?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
Hard to say.
Hard to say indeed.
Obviously it's like a caveman game. You're playing as Sam the caveman.
Literally, that's what he's called.
Yeah, because apparently dinosaurs have stolen the villagers' food, and winter's coming.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's up to Sam to obtain food to help the village to survive winter. And it's a, you know, the platformer with apparently 23 levels. Your main task is essentially collect food. You defeat dinosaurs and other enemies, and then they
give you a bone.
They drop their bones.
But only one. Every dinosaur has one bone.
And their bones are used as like currency.
Yeah. I don't know. Sounds amazing.
Otherwise, your main weapon is just like a club, and you can get different power-ups. You can get spears and stuff, but other weapons have like a limited amount of ammo, and then they go away, and then you're just back to your club.
Okay.
So, but otherwise, you know, it sounds like it's a pretty run-of-the-mill platformer.
Yeah. Everything I was reading kind of made it sound like this is actually pretty fun. And like,
yeah, we kind of talked before that maybe people just don't know about this game because like N64 was coming out right around here already out.
Yeah. Yeah. Like this is a late Super Nintendo game.
Yeah. So just nobody really cared anymore.
Right.
We all wanted that sweet, sweet 64.
You know it. Well, Jurek, should we play this game?
We should.
Let's do it. I think we better take a shot first, though.
Ooh, that sounds like something I might want to do.
Indeed. And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving. So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh. Okay. Oh yeah, I'm ready now. This looks amazing. He's on a hang glider. We just watched.
Yeah, what the hell?
The demo. I don't know. I'm ready for this. Ooh, that shot went down a little too easy. I think that one was good. Okay, right. Here we go.
We're.
Is this a two-player game or is this a one-player game?
No.
Okay.
I believe it's just one. One night in a small caveman village.
And it's called
Dirty Deeds Are Afoot.
It's called prehistoric because we're in the prehistory era. I read that 100 times when reading about this game. Everybody needed to mention that it's the prehistory era.
Well, yeah, that's why we call it prehistoric times.
Prehistoric times. It's prehistory.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All our food is gone. It was stolen last night by greedy dinosaurs. This is a disaster. Winter is nearly here and we have no food in our food store. Oh my God.
Sorry, village elder.
All right.
There we go.
Yeah,
I can skip it.
Sweet.
We're going to go find some food for our village.
Let's do it. Let's fucking provide for these people.
I got that.
Oh,
whoa.
That
kills everything on screen.
Yep. And we should have listened to it because I'm told the sound effect for the shout is one of the best things about this game.
Oh,
I
think we should give you a little training. I don't want your training, Grandpa.
So, yeah.
It
so
help you.
So Jurek just used a shout, which is, yeah, screen clearing mechanic, I guess. I don't know. Sorry. I just wanted to let the revelers know what was going on, Jurek. What's he telling you now?
How to run like a dog.
Oh, how to run like... Oh, yeah, you run on all fours. Cool. Okay. Oh, my God, this guy's getting you. Oh, my God, you got wrecked by that guy.
Yeah.
What do these little hearts do? Oh, they refill your life.
They refilled my life.
Oh, my God, look at this. He's cowboy. He's got a...
Jump higher. You should bounce on the head of an enemy with the jump button pressed. You can't bounce on spiders or tortoises. But you can ride on them instead.
Ah, a little vehicle action.
Thanks, Tex.
Yeah, that was like a cowboy caveman. You can ride on the spider. Oh, nice. So can you
look at that cupcake?
Can you jump through the platforms, or did you have to go around it like you just did?
Oh, that's a good question.
It seems like the hit detection's a little weird. Like, oh my God.
God, I'm dead already.
You just got wrecked.
Hang on, let me try this.
Oh yeah. I mean, it looks great. The colors are vivid. You know, I don't know.
It does look really good.
I guess this is late life Super Nintendo game, so it should look good. But
right.
But God, Super Nintendo just stands the test of time more so than any other system.
No, you can go right through the platform.
You can. Okay. I just noticed you went around that one, and I didn't know if you
I think I just assumed.
I see. Oh.
See, I feel like I jumped on him there.
Yeah, you have to... Apparently, jumping on them is not actually what you should do, because you have to jump on them four times in order to kill them. But you can...
Instead of just clubbing them.
Instead, you can club them one time. And, oh my God, there's your buddy again.
What kept you, kid? I've been waiting, blah, blah, blah. See this strange animal here sleeping in this bush?
Here, this is great. This little animal, he's called Reese Tarta. Reese Tarta. He's a checkpoint, basically. So he's a restarter. Tarta.
Can I go in this cave?
It does not appear so. I think that's just bad.
Oh, keep stop using your shout, button, man.
So it seems like your shout has a meter and it refills as you
it
go.
It does.
Oh, you just had to do a little. Did I do that or did you? No, that's
my hand because I.
Oh, you hit the right stick.
Touch the right stick.
I see. Derek, you're using the pro controller.
Yeah, because I can't get a fucking SNES controller.
Go!
Oh.
Whoa, that was weird. You just like really cut out there for a second. That was...
Go?
It was like, go! Whoa.
Weird. Yeah. Maybe I like turned my head or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ma'am, how did you do? What have you brought for our village?
Oh, I see.
Your food.
Oh, and
we got a big old cupcake, though.
You did get a huge cake.
You gotta like that, man. That's not good enough, Sam. Damn pathetic, really. Wow.
Damn pathetic. Really? Holy shit, they swear.
Damn pathetic, that's really. You must do better.
Damn pathetic, really.
Food. Jesus, old man.
Wow, he is fucking cruel.
Yeah, like, that's no good. Damn pathetic, really.
I'm trying my best here.
Switching to you.
All right, here we go. Let me show you how it's done, all right?
All right, should be you now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what do I press? What is X the, or is A the shout?
If you... the shout is A.
The shout is A.
Don't press that.
What is X? Nothing.
X seems to be nothing. What is it? How are you doing that?
I'm holding R. If you hold R and L, you do this weird lookout thing, and you can
like put your hand above, like to shield your eyes from like the sun. You know that whole thing.
Oh, here we go. Okay, Sam, you are going to need a hang glider to cross Cloud Canyon.
Ooh, Cloud Canyon sounds terrifying.
I can make one if you find for me the skin of a rare spotted mountain lion.
Okay. But it's rare.
Some live near here. Go and find one, and I will meet you at Cloud Canyon. Okay, okay.
There's this rare mountain lion. Go kill it and bring me its skin.
Can I jump on this? How do I get up there? I want to get up there.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, you can.
You can apparently kill them. Maybe you have to come back with your hang glider, and then you can get up there or something.
Oh, wait a minute. This bridge is bouncy.
Oh, yep. There we go. It is bouncy.
Here we go. Oh, God damn it. It's really like it's only bouncy at the in the middle. Like, actually, that's kind of like
well, that
good.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. That's like good game design right there. I like it.
Oh, look at those.
Oh,
lemons.
Man. I got 100. I got 11 lemons or something. Nice. Oh, wait. What's
and
up there?
You got 11 bones. A burger.
How do I... I want to get up there.
Do you have to time your jump just right or something on the bounce? I feel like sometimes you bounce higher.
You do.
No, I don't think you can make it up.
I think you can if you really work at it, but I'm done. Actually, what's
unless
this way?
You can jump that way up there.
I bet you can. What is this mosquito guy? He sucks. Okay, here we go.
It's a mosquito guy.
Whoops.
I think just you got to forget about it, man.
No, I don't forget about things. We got to get food for our family, Drake. That's a huge burger.
It doesn't matter. We also got to try to just make it a little further in the game.
Oh, yeah. We're doing a show.
Stuck here forever.
I forgot.
You can ride. Oh, you died.
I'm aware. Can I have one more shot here?
Yeah. I took a second shot. You can ride on the spiders. Don't worry about those guys.
I just like to get them all.
Got to get them all.
I'm a completionist.
Well, you can't complete everything in life.
Well,
you also got to jump.
I pressed it, but it didn't go. Like, the controls are a little loosey-goosey.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Oh, I know how to get up there.
What, jump from up higher?
Yeah. I can't do it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, fine. I'm going.
Just go, man.
Okay.
You got to make it past these fucking spiders.
Oh, my God. I almost died again.
You got to jump.
I know, but I want to hold run, you know, like that's,
you can't.
I know.
You don't know the game well enough.
I know.
And by well enough, I mean
at all. Gotcha. Oh my God. I was like, I'm pretty sure I saw one there, but I'm not sure. Like a platform. I just did a blind jump. That was pretty crazy. Okay.
That was risky business, man.
It was risky business. What do these little hearts do? I need to get them.
I don't know.
Oh my God. Okay.
I'm not really sure what the little hearts do. Maybe if you collect a couple of them, you get a heart back.
Yeah, I think so. I think if like three or five, I don't know. I don't know what the number is, but oh my God, these mosquitoes are terrifying. Oh, you really like, there's not a lot of range on your club.
I know, that's the problem. And I mean, that's, you know, a similar problem.
Oh, look at this, babe.
Ooh, hey.
Hiya, Sammy. Did you know that if you find all the letters of the word bonus, you will be magically transported to a secret cave full of bonuses? What?
All right.
Okay. So here's a bee.
Description there, lady.
I just got a bee. Oh, maybe I do go in here. How do you? Oh, yeah. You press up.
That's what I was doing on the other one. It wouldn't let me in.
Oh, I got Reese Tata here. Wait, what's over here? Look at this. Look, I made some axes to help you catch that spotted mountain lion. Oh, thank you. Roaring on the right. You should go that way. Okay. How do I get an axe? Oh, I got one.
Right there. You got an axe.
And I have 60 ammo, though. I don't want to waste it.
Where are you seeing that?
It said it right. Oh, see, right.
Oh, right
if
there,
I use
yeah.
it takes the, like, it takes the spot of your letters.
Of your B.
Of your B. Oh, my God. Okay.
Werbees.
Wow. Well, I'm trying to get the, is there a way to switch out of it? I don't think so.
I have no idea. Probably not.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Which is unfortunate because then to run, you have to, like, attack first.
Ooh. Yeah, you hold
that
do.
Same button.
Yeah.
So it seems like considering, I guess, unless later on X eventually does something, why wouldn't they just make X run?
Yeah. Well, because that's, I mean, who wants to press X and B to jump?
That's true.
You know? I'm going to go in
then
this
make
day.
X attack.
You have to stand. You can't stand in the middle of the doorway when you go, oh, my God, there's the mountain lion.
Oh, my
lion.
God. Lion.
I got him. Oh, there's another one.
Not yet.
No, I think there's just multiple.
Oh, there's just multiple. Well, which one's going to give you its skin?
I don't know, but I want them all. Okay?
Give me your skin, you fucking lion.
You lions? Ah! There's little bugs.
Prehistoric bugs.
Prehistoric bugs. Oh, my God. Yeah, they're not that little. They're actually huge compared to, like, you know?
Well,
like,
as far as I know, everything back then was bigger.
I don't know why I'm going this way. I feel like I'm going the wrong way.
I mean, it seems right. Oh, this is a spotted one.
Oh,
that's what he said was a spotted mountain lion.
Oh, I did it.
There you go.
Yes, I got the.
You got some lion skin.
Got the lion skin.
You can get a hang glider.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, right, Sam. How did you do? What have you brought for our village? Let's see.
Probably not. He's going to be very unhappy.
20% is what I got. So he's going to tell me, come on, Sam. You missed more than half. Wake up, boy. Do better. God, he's so mean.
I know. Well, I mean, to be fair, you know, he wants food.
He does. How do I make it you? I think you have to do it.
Oh, I have to do it.
Well, that's pretty fun, though. I don't know. Like, that was cool. That was fun. I don't know. Like,
okay,
I feel like that's all you can add. Oh, you got the hang glider for you. He made it. Oh, my God.
I made the hang glider for you.
This is so exciting.
You must run until it inflates. And then jump. Once you are flying, you must keep diving to gain speed. If you do not dive often or long enough, you will stall and fall.
Okay, so it's like cape or something from Mario. Here we go. Yes. Oh, nice. Look at all that food you just got. Oh, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Oh my God, Drake, you're an amazing hang gliderist.
Hang gliderist.
Look at all the food you're getting. God, you're just rocking it right now. What do you mean you're a terrible hang gliderist? You've got everything. Oh, man. Look at all that food up there. Oh, you just went straight up.
I know. I can't quite grasp the physics of this thing.
Doesn't matter. You're doing great. You're doing great.
It seems like maybe this is just kind of a bonus level.
It seems like you're...
To get a bunch of food.
And to learn how to use the hang glider.
And to learn how to use this hang glider.
Why are you going backwards? Oh, because you're going to try and hang glide. That makes sense. Okay. Woo. Oh, my God. Oh, you got a giant ham. Oh, man. And you're getting all these gems? Oh, look at all the food you're getting for your village, Drake. You're really.
No, I don't want the old man to be mad at me anymore.
No, he's pissed all the time.
I know. He's
I can't believe
the old man.
I can't believe they said damned.
Like, I know that's like,
that's
I
damned
that's
pathetic.
That's just surprising for a Nintendo game.
It is. I mean,
at least at this time.
Yeah, this. I mean, Super Nintendo games still had the seal of approval. You know, like
right.
Seems like maybe by this time in the Super Nintendo's life, they were like, we'll just let it slide. You know, yeah. Like they didn't really care anymore.
No one's gonna notice.
Because I don't think N64 games have the seal of approval, do they? No.
That's a good
question. I don't think so. I'm looking over at my games over there, and I. Don't think so, but I can't see the full cartridge. So anyway, you're getting so much food here. Are you timed? No, I don't think so. Not at all.
Good question.
I think he's not going to be mad at you this time. I'm pretty sure you figured out the glider, obviously.
A bit. Yeah.
I mean, you seem to be going up and down like you're flying it.
I am flying it.
There's food. Oh, woo. Oh, man, you're a hang glider master, Drake. Oh, my God. What are you pressing to do all of this? Like
just
up and down? Or
yeah.
Okay. Whoop.
Oh,
I see you hit.
And then I die.
And then you just hit the cliff. I
and then
see.
There goes probably everything I just
collected. Oh, my God. Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Well.
I mean, there was
oh, no, there was.
Here,
yeah, so
time,
I think you
so.
Got it. So I would just stay towards the top of the screen. And just keep going. Like, I mean, I think you got enough. Although he's probably gonna be pissed off, you know, like this fucking
he's always pissed off.
Village elder. Ugh.
Fucking grandpa.
Grandpa elder.
Well, elder.
Old grandpa.
Not necessarily my grandpa.
No!
Oh no.
What did you do there? You just literally just went boop, I'm gonna fall in this hole.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Continue.
We have
16 credits. Jump.
Okay. Nope, apparently you press start.
Oh, well, that makes
that's
sense.
What it seemed like. It was like, you must just jump.
Now you're going to have to collect all the stuff again because we continued. Oh, my God. I would maybe just, unless you really want to not piss off the grandfather. But
I just want to see if he ever is like happy.
Well, I'm sure he will be if you get enough food, but
you know,
that's not what we've been doing. Jurek, we do have a discussion question this week.
Hit me.
Okay, here we go. So this discussion question is from Reveler D-Train.
Right, I still collected all of it.
And the question goes as thus. He sent me this around Valentine's Day, and so that is why this question is thus. But here we... Oh, my God. Why can you not make that jump?
I don't know.
You literally... You just keep falling off the edge.
It's hard, man.
Okay, so here is our discussion question today. Who is your video game crush? And if you're going to ask your video game crush on a date, where would you take them and how would you ask them? I don't actually know. What is this guy? He's got a sign. Hey, you.
Hey, you.
You can't fly that thing around here. What?
But I just was.
You got a license for that?
You're in big, big trouble, fella. For unlicensed flying, I'm fining you 15 diamonds and confiscating your vehicle. I don't have any diamonds.
Move along now.
Right, you can go. Move along.
Maybe you did get diamonds. Those are those little gems that you've been getting.
Oh, maybe I got some diamonds then.
Did you have 15 to give it him? Okay, let's see.
Know.
Here we go. Is the village elder mad? Is the village elder mad?
Moment of truth.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. You got
oh,
all
look at all that.
Holy
He's
shit.
Be happy.
86%.
Oh,
plus
and
a
big
ham.
Old turkey and
a
cupcake.
Cake.
88%.
Wonderful. You found almost everything. Our village will feast in your honor.
Damn
oh,
right, old man.
He's so happy. Okay, Drake, video game crush. Who is your
video
game
crush?
So
I don't know, man.
We were discussing this earlier and we were like, well, like, I don't know. They're cartoon characters, but. Also,
yeah.
Also, like,
I've transferred control to you.
Oh, you have. I see. Okay. But yeah, video game crush. I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is Zero Suit Samus. Or
That's
just.
Always what
or,
comes to my mind.
Or just Samus.
Or just Samus.
Yeah, you know,
guess.
But.
I mean,
yeah.
But in her Zero Suit outfit.
Yeah.
Because she's just a babe.
She is. She's fucking Samus. I mean, she's not only a babe, but she's also badass, you know?
Fuck
like,
yeah.
Oh my God. That door leads to the dark forest. It was put there by our ancestors to protect us. Oh, I must find the three sacred stones and put them in the door. Okay. Use the spiders to cross the pits on the right. Oh my God. And then try to find a secret passage into the caves. Okay.
Okay.
Why can't I
get
these
things?
Know.
Because like we were saying, you know, I don't really have a video game crush nowadays. And now is when, you know, video game characters
look real.
Look more realistic.
You gotta
get over there.
You gotta jump on the spider that'll take you over there. I just fucking killed it.
Oh, well, that sucks. Once if you accidentally kill the spider, you're just screwed.
You're just screwed. Yep. Oh. Okay, and he can really hit you here. So here he comes. Oh my.
And when we were of the age of maybe having video game crushes, all the video game characters looked
pixelated, you know? Like they were all Super Nintendo characters. Yeah. So oh my God. Okay, this is the hardest level in all of every level.
Jesus, man.
Let me try it one more time. I'm using all our guys. Oh,
it's
my
okay.
God.
We've got like 16 continues.
You have to talk to the elder every fucking time. All right. Oh, you can see his web.
Yeah,
I see.
Why aren't you like...
I didn't realize you could see him swinging.
Like, this looks... I was just thinking this looks incredibly easy.
It's incredibly difficult. I want you to try it. It's your turn.
All right, let me try this.
Okay, but video game crush. I mean, I was saying earlier, you know, Dixie Kong, she's kind of got it going on, but she's also a monkey.
All right, she's
so,
an ape.
So, yeah. I mean, also, this question has the potential to make us sound really, really creepy. But let's see.
I mean, like, Rosalina's kind of a babe.
Rosalina's a babe. I mean, Peach is a babe, you know, like. I don't know. Daisy. I always thought Daisy was cuter
You're
than
partial
Peach.
To Daisy.
I'm partial to Daisy. Oh, see? Oh. You see what I mean? Not so easy, is it, pal?
Well, I made it across the first one on my first try.
Whatever. Only because you watched me do it. You would have killed the spider, too. The first time.
Maybe.
Like, you just smack him. Like, he comes up and he's right there.
Yeah,
like,
but I know that the spiders you can jump on.
Whatever. Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh. See that? The fact that it kind of overlaps.
It goes through the platform, so you can't. You have to jump on them at the right time, otherwise you get stuck back on the platform. Okay, now you got to find a secret entrance. Oh, you did it, into the caves. You just basically went right through the wall. What happened there? You rode on the spider. You can ride the spider. So knock one of these spiders down, and then you can get all that food down there.
I don't think you can knock them down.
Yeah, you can knock them down. You just did the other one somehow.
No, he just.
Oh, he just. Fell oh. Oh, see that one.
I could have rode on that one.
You could have rode on that one. Oh my God. Left him. Oh, these things are platforms that fall as soon as you jump on them.
They're faces and they get angry.
Yeah, they're like Thwomp Light. You know,
they are Thwomp Light.
Yeah. Oh, you found this gem.
I found the sacred. Stone thing.
Okay, so you got one. Now you got to get all the way back. And are the platforms in a different formation? Oh, no, I see.
Slightly? No.
No, they're the same. Yep. Okay. But you got to get all the way back now.
No, hey, you, spider, go this way.
Oh, no. Oh.
I wanted to ride him.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh my
Once
God.
This game is weird. Once you mess up, like it really is like just a
really punish. Oh,
oh, you
I
did
still
it.
Had the thing.
You still
so,
have the thing. Okay.
Apparently, that's just the quickest way. Just die immediately. Once you get the first the stone that you need, you should find a platform that will take you up the.
You
cliff.
Have to, but you miss the first part. You have to break. Shit. You have to break the ground to the right somewhere. Is all it said.
To the right over here.
Yeah, break the ground to the right somewhere. Is there like a... Nice. That's how you get up there and get that food. Okay. And then what did it say? I don't know.
And then go to the right.
Oh, my God. Spiders coming out the hole. Whew. This game is intense. Okay, wait a minute. Back to video game crushes. Let's just say Samus. Let's both say Samus. Now, Drake, let's say you want to ask Samus out on a date. How do you do it? You say, hey, girl, hey.
I say, hey, so I heard that Ridley is hanging around somewhere. Let's go fucking kill him.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, boy.
Because I know that's what she loves to do.
Kill Ridley. Let's go
all the fucking time, man.
Be fake mothers to Metroids, you know? Like, that's what Samus does. No, she just did that once. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't know how I would really ask her or where, like, okay, so where would you take Samus on a date? To kill Ridley. Right. To kill Ridley. But, like, let's say you're not going to kill Ridley. Like, let's say you're going to take her somewhere. Where would you take her? Like, Tashi Station to buy some power converters? Or
this isn't fucking Star Wars, man. This isn't a joke.
This isn't a joke. This is this is real fucking life. I see. Oh, my God. Are you going to get that gem or just stand there? Okay.
Well, I mean, I was playing hide and seek with the turtle.
With
here.
The turtle, I see. Oh, wait, oh, hello. I'm a sea turtle. Oh, wow, that's an old timey joke from long ago.
Not, yeah, I'm gonna combine it with am I not turtly enough for the turtle club?
For the turtle club. Hang on, I lost my train of thought. So wait a minute, those turtles are like booze. When you look at
apparently,
them,
when you look at them, they hide in their shell.
In their shell, okay. How do they want you to get those gems? That's weird.
I don't know.
Maybe you have to ride on a turtle or something. This game.
That's what I tried to do, but he wouldn't go down there.
Oh no, they told you you can't ride on turtles or spiders.
No, you can ride on turtles.
Oh yeah, you
spiders.
Can ride on turtles.
You can't jump on them to kill them.
Right.
Is what it said.
Right. Okay.
Because when you jump on them, you ride them.
So I didn't press any buttons for a while, and my screen just went dark. Does your screen go dark or no?
Yes.
It does.
No.
No. Oh,
no. Not if you don't. If my screen goes dark as well, if I don't press any buttons for a while.
I see. So it seems like
right,
the strategy.
I got two of these things. I'm going to give control to you. You go get the third one.
Okay. Oh, no, you have control still.
No.
Yep.
Should be you.
Oh, it is. I see. I paused it. Okay. oh, my God. Okay. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Me and Samus, we're going to. I don't know where she wants to go on a date.
I mean, maybe she wants to go. I don't know. I
Did
don't know.
Did you read what he said to tell you where to go?
Yeah, you go to the left. I didn't.
Why are you up here and to the left?
Yeah, yeah. He said ride up and go to the left again. Whoops. What does he say? Ride up the cliff again and go left. Try to find some hidden platforms by hitting the air. Ah, I missed that part.
Okay.
We go real fast sometimes. Like.
Well, we don't want to read this shit.
There we go. Oh,
there
yeah.
We go.
Now we're cooking with juice. God damn it.
No, you just fell.
I know. Again. I know what I did. Okay. The platforming is kind of hard in this game.
The platforming is hard.
It's loose. It's like very
loose. It's a little too loose for my taste.
Yeah.
Some of the jumping and stuff. I'm sure I would get used to it. And maybe, I mean, you're having trouble with it too. So I was going to say maybe it'd be better if I had a Super Nintendo controller instead of using a joystick on the Pro controller.
Yeah. Like it's, I don't know. Ooh. Oh yeah, I couldn't imagine doing it with a joystick.
It's
or with
difficult.
A control stick. Like the D-pad is fine, but it's like you cannot. Like I just want to hold run, but you really cannot do that
unless you have this game memorized. Oh, here, there's a speed run of this game.
Oh, there is.
There's only two scores for beating this game on normal. So I mean. You know,
only
you just
two.
Gotta record a time, and you can at least get third place.
Okay.
But you can take a guess at what first place is. Done by I'll tell you their name is Salgadin.
Salgadin.
If that helps.
Oh, the famous speedrunner Salgadin.
Yeah, I think they're Brazilian.
Yeah. That okay. Let's see. I would say Salgadin has speedrun Prehistoric Man in. Ooh, let's go with 22 minutes and 18 seconds.
Close.
Ooh.
Close. I would up that by about 2 minutes.
24 minutes and 18 seconds.
Well, 24 minutes and 5 seconds.
And 5 seconds. Okay.
Yeah. That's
wow.
That's pretty fast.
That is pretty fast.
And
oh.
I think this is where you want to go, though. You got the thing, right?
Yeah. I know, but I wanted to see what was over to the left.
Oh, I see.
Oh, boom. we opened the door, though. We did it. In the cave we go. Oh, we beat the level. Okay.
Yeah. So I watched a bit of the speed run, and it is just, you know, you hold your, like, real fast run, and you go. I didn't watch the whole thing, so I'm assuming he kills some guys to get their bones for, I assume, currency, because I assume that comes in handy at some point. I don't really know what the bones are used
for. You use them to get guys to make items for you. Like, I think if you didn't have enough bones, we wouldn't have got the glider or something like that. Or maybe the axe that I got, you know, like, I don't know. So this time he said, like, we're medium. He says, well, I guess that will have to do. Not the stuff heroes are made of, though. Fuck you. This guy. This elder.
Seriously.
Ugh.
Fucking old man.
Okay, here we go. Dark Forest.
All right. Otherwise, we should probably just be done.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're at like an hour.
Oh, my God. Okay. Just about. All right. Well, I'm ready to be done. I got to pour a shot here.
Oh, so do I. Shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know where I would take Samus. I do not know. I guess I would take her to the Metroid bar. We'd have a grand old time.
Like space and stuff.
There's got to be something in space.
There's got to be something out there. I, you know, I've only really played Super Metroid, Metroid 2. It might be it.
Well, you played the first one. You hate it, but.
Yeah, I don't. Fuck that game.
It's a great fucking game. I don't.
Yeah, but there's also no, you know, I mean, there's not. I don't know. That still doesn't tell me if I don't know if, you know, are any of the other ones. They reveal some stuff about the way the galaxy is that she lives in, you know?
No, none of them do. Well, maybe some of the Game Boy Advance ones sort of do. Not really.
They all just kind of take place in one
Zeebs.
In one location.
Always Zeebs. It's not always Zeebs, but
no.
Mostly Zeebs. yeah, I don't know. I guess, speaking of space, you know, we just sent that rover to Mars, or it just landed on Mars.
Damn right we did.
I know, it's fucking awesome, and they're getting all these awesome pictures and stuff.
I know, those pictures are fucking high
like,
quality.
They really are. And
they look amazing.
I just I saw a great meme that was like, this is what aliens do on Earth. And it was like a bunch of crop circles. And then it said, and humans are trying on Mars. And it was like, it was tracks from the rover in like turning around or something. And it was like these circles in the dirt. And it was like, oh my God, we are literally making crop circles on Mars right now. Like, I just thought it was so funny. Like, we're trying. They're not quite as good as the Martians do on Earth, but.
Well, there's no crops.
There's right, exactly. It's just dirt.
If there was crops on Mars, we'd make some pretty sick crop circles, man.
Yeah, brah.
Sweet designs.
okay, anyway, it is time for final shots, for final thoughts. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
I almost just cheersed too forcefully at my computer screen.
You've like, done that before. You're gonna spill whiskey all over.
I know, it's gonna go all over my fucking computer. I did not do it that time, but I want to cheers you, Jurek, but we can't in this virtual world.
Maybe someday.
Even though it sounds like to the revelers that we have cheers.
Right. I mean, we have. We
oh yeah, we it's virtual cheers. That's what we do now.
We found a way.
Life found a way. I mean, we fucking send a rover to Mars, we can virtual cheers.
Damn right. I have a little robot arm coming out of my computer that moves in sync with Earl's hand, and yeah. He has the same thing. And we clink.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool. We got to get one of those. Okay.
Record in person again someday.
We will. Like, you're vaccinated. I feel like as soon as I do, then we're back in action here. So.
Or even if we can, you know, if we can get some concrete evidence that being vaccinated means I also can't, like, spread it, then
yeah.
I feel like we could.
Dr. Fauci did just Fauci? I always say Fauci.
I think it's Fauci.
Fauci. God. See, I don't know. Anyway, Dr. Fauci just
Abby just giggled when I said that.
He just
probably
said,
because she knows how you're saying it.
Yeah, he just said that theoretically people who have been vaccinated can hang out in small groups. You know, but still there was still like a probably, you know, like, yeah. A, you know, not,
and
not.
There's some data coming out that shows that being vaccinated means you're also not spreading it.
Well, that's good.
Which in that case, if it becomes backed up and they are saying that, then I think I at least can come hang out with you.
Right.
Because I am vaccinated, so I can't give it to you, and you can't really affect me.
I can't give it to you if I have it. Like, that's what I would be worried about, you know?
It's just
like,
then Abby can't come, and she has to drive me.
Oh, yeah.
Or not really. I can hop on an Uber then.
Oh, my God. It's almost like life is back to normal. No, it'll never be back to normal, but
it'll one day be back to normal.
One day it will. I know.
It has to eventually. This can't go on forever.
That is true. Anyway, final shots for final thoughts, Drake. We just did our shots.
Yep.
Tell me how many, let's see, how many giant cupcakes out of 10 do you give Prehistoric Man on the Super Nintendo?
God, when I watched the game being played, I thought I was going to like it more, and I still do, but playing it, it's
loosey-goosey.
It's loosey-goosey with the platforming. I don't care for the platforming. The combat is also not great because you have to be really close. Yeah, like to hit them with your club, you got to be right there. To jump on them is weird. I feel like I jumped right on guys multiple times. Instead, I fell like right next to them and got hit by them.
Yeah, but I think actually when you were trying to do that, you were jumping on their heads, but you have to hit them so many times that you were bouncing.
But there were times even where I felt like I was still jumping on top of them. Instead, I was getting hit by them because I was maybe just slightly off from jumping directly on their heads, and I was jumping on like their arm.
Yeah. Yeah, so the hit detection is something, leaves something to be desired.
Yeah, the hit detection is a little wonky. It looks really good.
It looks fantastic. The music is good.
The music is good.
It's nothing special, but it's not bad, you know? Like, it's totally serviceable. It's fine.
But because of the way it plays, which is the most important thing, I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10.
Woo! 6 out of 10. Okay.
It doesn't feel good to play.
I don't know. I kind of liked it. I mean, it's loosey-goosey, but it's, I don't know. It's fun. It seemed more fun to me than Chuck Rock and, what's the other one?
Joe and Mac.
Actually, that's a lie.
I think
Joe and Mac is way better. That's,
Chuck Rock, I do not care for.
I did not care for Chuck Rock either.
Unga Bunga.
That's right. Unga Bunga. I don't know. I would say this one is Joe and Mac is way better than Chuck Rock, I think. But and maybe there's other caveman games that we don't even know about. Oh, my God. We got to play them all.
One day.
One day. Episode 1062, we will play another Super Nintendo caveman game. Actually, that's many years from now. we'll see. Yeah.
Stay tuned, revelers.
Yeah. Stay tuned for episode 1062. Anyway.
So wait, what score are you giving?
Oh, I think I'm actually going to give it a 7.5. Actually kind of like this game. I
might go as high as 6.5.
Okay. I don't know. I don't think it's like, I would say anything 8 and above is like the best of the best kind of games.
Right.
Like, and this is not quite there, but it's maybe a 7. Maybe a 7 is a better rating, but like it's certainly not bad. I don't know. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I wish I could have tried the hang gliding. I wanted to see what that was about.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't
anything great. Special. Okay. Also, it's only like the second or third level, so like I could probably like just get there again.
Yes, you very much easily can. Yeah. I think the platforming is for a game that is a platformer essentially. I think the jumping around, it just doesn't feel right.
It does feel weird, and you can't run.
And there's plenty of games that are, loosey-goosey or floaty and stuff, but this one is just, it feels like anytime I'm jumping to a small platform, I feel very unsafe and unstable while jumping to it.
Yeah, there was that
and those
weird
spiders.
Yeah, that weird shit with the spiders where they go through the platform, and then when you jump on them, when they go back down through the platform, you get stuck on the platform you were on. Like it's really a weird game design thing. But
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, all right.
I think it's fine.
I'm gonna go with 7. I'm gonna give it a 7.
Merits, but
yeah,
It's not something after playing it on here that I'm hankering to play more of.
Yeah,
necessarily.
But you know, it's not a bad offering. Like,
no,
I don't know. I'm glad they put it on here. You know, I like that they're putting on games on this Switch Online that are pretty obscure.
I know a lot of people were like upset about this new three game offering or whatever, just because there are a bunch of games no one's ever fucking heard of.
They are
basically, but at the same time, I like that because. Otherwise, I'm never going to find these games. I'm not going to seek them out. I'm not going to buy them for Super Nintendo actual cartridges.
Exactly.
But if it shows up on here, I'll at least give it a shot.
I mean, I think people are just mad because, like, Prehistoric Man is now on Switch Online, but Earthbound is not. You know, like, stuff like that. Super Mario RPG. You know, like, some of the bigger ones are not. And and they're putting
Super
out...
Super Mario RPG probably should be on here.
It should be.
I guess I don't know if there's some...
They're Square Enix.
There's a thing with Square.
Yeah, yeah. They actually own, I think, Mallow and Geno. So, like, there's issues with that one.
But, like, what the fuck do they have to lose?
Nothing.
Like, they're not making money off of Super Mario RPG anymore.
No, no. So, but, you know, they could. That's the thing. Like, that's why, like, I would say, like, you know, the Castlevania games aren't on here because the Castlevania collection exists. The, you know, the Ninja Gaiden games aren't on here because the Ninja Gaiden, well, is there a Ninja Gaiden collection? Actually, it's coming. But it's not the NES Ninja Gaidens. It's like
Ninja Gaiden is on here though.
You're right. Ninja Gaiden is on here. I didn't mean Ninja
Just
Gaiden.
Just one.
What is the other collection? There's the Castlevania collection and they're both Contra. Duh. But is Contra on here? Super C? No.
I don't think so
because it's in the collection.
None of the Contra, because it's Konami.
I know, and they can make, like, why would they...
They don't make new games anymore, because they've kind of given up on video games, almost.
Oh, right.
Well, they make some, I don't know. Konami had a whole thing a few years ago.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways.
Yeah. Jurek, what did other people think of this game?
Other people seem to like this game. Well, at least Electronic Gaming Monthly.
That
gave
was...
the game.
hang on. This is going to, when I was like, I'm never going to find three questions about Prehistoric Man. And I found one thing and I was going to make one of my questions. What year and month was Prehistoric Man Electronic Gaming Monthly's Game of the Month?
They did give it the Game of the Month award. I assume the month it came out. So that would be January 96.
Oof. Incorrect. It was actually May 95, I think.
Game wasn't even out yet.
Well, I don't know. Apparently it was. Or
anywhere.
Something. I don't know.
It came out in on June 23rd, 1995, apparently, in Japan, and not until January 96 in North America.
Hmm. All right. Maybe I'm reading. I think maybe I was reading about Prehistoric too.
Maybe. At least according to Wikipedia. But you are, yeah. Let's see. Wikipedia. Prehistoric 2 was released in 93.
Anyway, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Oh, no. They rated this game. Yeah, they gave it their Game of the Month award. Oh, no, that's... No, this is Prehistoric 2 again. God, I'm on the wrong fucking Wikipedia.
See? There you go.
It doesn't matter. We
none
need,
of this matters.
Nathan.
Electronic Gaming Monthly gave this game an 8.8 out of 10. And their Game of the Month award. They particularly lauded the game's storyline, humorous sound effects, strong play control, and numerous secrets.
Yeah, there's apparently a shitload of secrets.
Yeah,
like,
there's lots of secret paths to take in each level.
Yeah, yeah. I was just about to give a shout out to Nathan once again because we need him to look this stuff up for us. Our producer, Nathan.
Right.
We miss you, bro. We need you. We need you back. Someday we'll be there.
Maybe we just need to have him on Zoom as well.
We should do that. Anyway, we'll call you, Nate.
Yeah, can we get three of us on here being recorded?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah, we actually, I think so. I'd have to figure that out, but. Anyway, yeah, I mean, we definitely can. But anyway, let's...
Anyways, that's, I mean, and then some Japanese publication, clearly. Famicom Tsushin scored the Super Famicom version of Prehistoric Man a 27 out of 40, which is a weird rating scale to me.
A what?
27 out of 40.
That is a super weird rating right? scale. That's so weird. So 27 out of 40, that's actually, let's see.
Okay, nobody cares.
I know. Four. What's half of 27? 14, 13 and a half? It's actually it's 67 and a half out of 100. It's so stupid. What's 27 out of 40? I love like
67.5%.
Yeah, 67.5. Was that did I yeah, I just
that's
said
what
that.
You
yeah.
said. Wow.
Did that math in my head.
You got some good math skills, man.
Well, it's easy. You just like double it and then half it and add it.
I don't need to know any of that.
I want you to take that number, and what I want you to do is I want you to double it.
Anyways, other people were whatever about it. GameSpot praised the music, gave this game a 6.1 out of 10. And these are, I guess, the rest is all about the Game Boy Advance version and DSiWare ports.
See, this is weird. I'm once again on the Prehistoric 2 Wikipedia. But
stop going there.
Well, I just want to point this out. This is why I'm getting confused, because in Legacy, it talks about Prehistoric Man. It talks about this game in the Prehistoric 2 Wikipedia, and it says they rate EGM later rated the Super NES version much better than the Game Boy version, giving it an 8.875 out of 10 and their Game of the Month award. So I'm just saying.
I don't know.
It
man.
Talked about it on there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Who fucking knows? Some people liked it. Some people didn't like it. I thought it's fine.
Yeah. Let's see. Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Prehistoric Man, could they do that?
You can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt. And Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Jurek?
Indeed, RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us. Email us. We'd love to hear from you. I just want to give a little shout out to Rob once again, our Australian.
Give him shout outs every episode.
I know, but because he just emailed us again and we're terrible at emails, and I just need to email him back. And like, Rob, I'm so sorry. Like, we know you're there, bro. And we, oh God, we're bad at emails, even though we say it every time. But thanks for emailing, Rob. Also, shout out to Johnny K, who also emailed some discussion questions, which is great. And thanks to D-Train this week for the discussion question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Anyway,
we didn't have a really solid answer. Sorry.
No, Samus, but. I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't really have a video game crush. You know, like,
I'm not crushing on.
Not crushing
game characters.
Me neither. You know? I don't know. Anyway,
crushing on my beautiful wife here.
Oh,
sitting next to me.
She gave me a
gross looking face there.
I'm giving you some coins for that shit, Jurek. That was smooth like butter.
She made the blah.
Yeah, of course. Cause that was pretty gross.
Yeah, pretty gross.
I also want to throw up.
Whatever. I love her.
Yeah, you would. You would.
She's looking at me disgusted. Yeah. I said I love her.
You would love your wife. God,
I love
Jurek.
You, sweetheart.
All right. Anyway, I think that's about it for this week. Jurek, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, Gigantopithecus.
Game on.
I forgot what it was.
Game on, Gigantopithecuses. Gigantopithecai.
I don't know.
Peace.
A bunch of fucking Bigfoots.
Yeah, a bunch of Bigfoots. A bunch of...
Maybe.